I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
Three employees and two work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
You've chosen a podcast from Low Moon Uprising. Enjoy.
Theon and Xavier are trying not to cut the vines, but trying to get into the thing that's in the middle of the tree road. Brunson is locating the key spot that is likely to fit one of the two keys that came from Forsen's bag. Dermud is fishing out the body and its couple of magic items. And Azuria is doing what exactly? Waiting in expectation over what might happen if he places a key in the proper space.
Yep.
Okay.
Did I
tell you to roll?
Yeah, roll five.
Okay. Sure enough, takes about a minute or two, minute and a half, and you locate a spot where one of those two keys will fit. There is another spot that looks like it will fit the other key that is maybe about 4 inches away from there.
Okay.
Right. In any case, you place the key in the spot, and it does not look like it was made for the hole, but it does fit in the hole. You can see that there's just a hair of, so it's got a little projection that's square, and that the indentation where it goes in, that square is larger. Scanning over the other 30-some or whatever, you don't think that there's one that's better for that key. Looking at the second key, it is distinctly different. It has, instead of having two squares extended off, it comes out and then it's just like a column, single column, like a traditional skeleton key. And so it wouldn't fit any better in that spot. However, about 6 inches away from there is a spot that would potentially fit that very simple key. Upon putting it in there, there is a faint vibration in the tree, in the altar, and very softly, some of a sound. Sounds like this. It's gonna be very quiet. It was quiet.
That was pretty quiet, bro. I thought he was gonna go. Make the squishing noise.
I should say, all right, listen closely, and then.
Yeah.
I did turn the volume down.
Like metal creaking.
Here we go. I turned it out just for a split second. Okay, anyway. So it sounds kind of like mumbling, you know, vibration, and there might be a word.
Okay, is it repeating? Or
It continues as long as you keep the key in there.
Okay, I'm trying to strain hard to listen to the word.
Okay, so when you, turn your ear toward it, you can hear it a little bit better. When you put your ear toward the altar, you can put it a little bit better. Unfortunately, where the key is positioned, you can't get your ear to the key. You had to reach out pretty far to put the key in there. So unless you're going to crawl up on the altar, which you could do that, then you could crawl up on the altar and then put your ear down, because the closer you get to the key, the louder the sound appears to be. You could put your ear on it if you go around the ledge around the outside, but you'd be crossing the glyphs to do so.
There could be a lot of gold involved.
So does this altar look like it's coming out of the tree? Was put here after the tree grew here?
After.
Like, did the tree grow up around something where the altar was?
So it looks like there's been at times attempts for bits of the roots or branches or whatever to grow up over the ledge, but everything that's grown up over the ledge is died out. It's all just brittle bits of twig and branch now. Nothing has, if it tried to grow up over the altar, it never made it above the ledge.
Probably.
So the other keyhole that would fit the second key, or might fit the second key, is about 6 inches closer on a diagonal to you. And so if you put the key in there, if it makes a noise, it would be closer. You'd be able to get your ear to it.
I'll put the second one.
Okay, leaving the first one in? Or take the first one out and put the second one in.
It's an even longer puzzle.
No, I'll put the second one in.
Okay. All right. It would be, so the indentations are 4 inches deep, and they're the exact same size as the key. So when you go to take that key out, it is going to be slightly challenging. You've got a lock pick or a piece of wire or something would make it a lot easier.
How about the ceremonial dagger I got from the snake?
Maybe. If you put it down in the hole and then kind of lever it to pop the key up, probably. Because in the middle, the hole is, thin like a key is. So, but if you put it right down next to it and then kind of go along the edge where it starts to widen out and catch the edge of it, you could probably pull it out. Okay. So anyway, so you put the second key in, and again, you do very faintly, but maybe a little louder this time, but also a little bit more jarbled.
Like it's saying two different times.
Yeah.
I'm going to take out the first key back.
Okay. Just make a dex check.
Natural 20. Oh, lost the dagger.
So you can get it. You can get the dagger down in it, and you didn't drop the dagger, but like it won't. The tip of the dagger is too rounded. It won't grab a hold of the key. You can't get it to get the edge of the key.
Lockpick. I'm just motioning back to Azuri.
I don't have any lockpicks.
Oh, I thought you were one of those people.
What do you need for?
I didn't get this key out. I seem to have dropped my key in the hole.
You can also hear the point faint murmuring, by the way, now that he's put you in there.
Ryan or Bill here.
Liam will hear better.
Ryan's hearing noise is over 100.
I mean, you think any, like a narrow blade?
An arrow.
No, definitely not narrow enough. Although, are you bow your flight? Make your own, right?
I can make arrows.
Yeah, so you realize you could take a piece of wood and take a shaving off and make something that would grab it.
I have 13 sticks that make a arrow shaft.
Yeah, so you can shave. So he shaves a piece of wood that has a little curl to the end of it, and it's pretty narrow, and it's about 6 inches
long. Well, I got a hole punch. I can just create a 5-foot hole in any surface.
Don't you sell his eyes. Don't do that.
Chaotic baby.
Chaotic dead.
Well, it might deal with the tree.
You're chaotic good, not chaotic stupid.
Okay. So which key are you having him? Are you going to give him the piece of wood?
Oh, yeah. Here,
yeah. Okay. So which key are you taking out? First one. Okay, you take the first one out. The murmuring seems less, but definitely might even be able to pick out a word. If you lean close, you can't. It's a little closer than the first key. So if you lean close, you might even be able to pick out a word in it. Can you hear it?
Kind of. I know there's something there, but I've been to hundreds of rock concerts in my life, so probably not.
I'm not there.
I mean, you are. You're just like 30 feet away.
So I get the first key out.
You glad Azuri up there? Listen, he's a hunter. Maybe he's got good hearing.
Hey, come here. I think there's room up here.
Dude, Ryan, we can talk about this. Just hear noise of 103.
Okay, are you listening? Can you hear it?
Yeah, what does it say?
You lean a little close. As close as you can get without going up onto the altar.
Yeah.
You have to shift around and let him on that side. Okay. Token, one of you make a dex check. Who's it going to be?
Me.
He's way better at it.
20.
Okay,
oh, no.
So you guys shift around. When you shift, your foot slips off the step, and you hit the rune that is closest to the steps. You just, you don't physically bump it, but you get above it, and you trigger it. Okay? Both of you roll a d6. Whoever is higher gets the effect.
I hope this is the experience.
That is so mean for a DM to do.
Six.
Roll off, see who survives.
One.
Okay, so you get the effect. Congratulations.
I rolled the
I hope it's experience. Quick.
Okay, and roll a saving throw versus spell
or die?
At -4.
Or die?
No.
Okay, you're not going to die. Yes,
that just means if he's just not telling me up front if I'm going to die.
No,
it's also
save. That's his rule.
Made by 5.
I usually do save. It could set the save for death because you want to know what you're in for. So you made it?
Yeah.
Okay. So you feel like a spell went off. You feel like your muscles tighten and like that, and you quickly repulse back, and there's some greenish energy that comes up, and most of it passes you. It doesn't actually physically touch you, but it did hit your leg and your the front, like your pec and your top of your shoulder, and then you see like the cloud goes off into the air, and then it fades out almost as quickly as it's gone, and nothing happens.
Oh, I bet this is
spell crap?
Sure.
Think about it.
Mind you, there was no casting, but good.
Okay. So,
you're not sure, but it looked like, the effect looked similar to some kind of polymorph, like it was trying to change his physical form somehow.
So,
you okay?
Yeah.
You're not a chicken, so that's good.
Feel fine. That is good.
Oh, sorry. I think they tried polymorph. You should really watch out for the glyphs. They're pretty dangerous.
Okay.
Mind you, you're pretty sure that he touched it first, and then he got out of the way, which forced you into it. So.
Here, I'm just going to step down. Step down off the altar.
I'll take great care.
Okay. You lean in as close as you can get. Now, you could kind of half lay up onto the altar and put your ear, because you're pretty sure it's coming from right where the key is.
Let's see what I can hear without your ears.
Okay, this is it.
Meanwhile, everybody on the podcast is just like sitting there bored.
No, they're just kind
of... Yeah. I'm going to give them a little insight. I'm sure they have it.
I'm going to put my ear up to the speaker.
Quick, Tommy, hold the podcast, hurry.
I'll lean up.
Okay. We're going to deck check it regularly.
That's like live.
24 hours in the future.
That thing is crazy.
That's not how it even works.
7. Okay, no problem. So you crawl up on the altar, and this is what you hear.
What are you doing?
I'm going to set the volume level appropriately.
He is the ancient, he is the lamb.
So he's kneeling on the altar, putting his head to it, and he says, he is the ancient, he is the land.
Just repeating, great.
Okay, that's strange. You should probably get down now.
It would have been really funny.
I'll get
down. Let me adjust the volume.
You
probably
went,
you just cranked it all.
Yeah. As a, he goes over to listen to the speaker, and he's like, full blast. And blah.
Anyway, you know there are tactics. Rogues tend to be better at this than you do. You're just really kind of like, you have decent senses from hunting and training. On it. But you could like cup your ears, your hands around it should amplify the sound. You could use a cup, you could use a bowl, you could use something to be able to hear it more clearly. You feel like you have most of it already, but...
I mean, unless I have any reason to believe that I'm missing information from it,
you feel like you're not, your certainty is maybe 75%, as in you have at least one word wrong, you're pretty sure.
Okay. Yeah, I'll try. Probably. Okay. I'll just get a cup out of my bag.
Okay. So he's trying to find a way to like amplify it just a little bit so he can hear it for sure.
Okay.
Ready?
I'm less sure now that I was. I think it might be here is the ancient or here is the ancient land.
You're pretty sure he is the ancient is correct.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
He is the ancient here. I don't know.
Okay. Can I help? Meanwhile,
he is the man.
The body has a short sword in scabbard still, in reasonably good condition.
Yeah, but...
short sword
doesn't even use short swords anymore.
Anymore.
I'm the specialist.
And his boots are magical.
Hey, new boots. Okay, I'll flip them off. Neither of them have any, interesting markings on them or anything.
There are little runes in the setting around the stone on the pommel of the sword.
Okay, I'll legend lore that we're going to go back to the sword.
Okay, nothing. Oh, you can roll if you want. Sorry, I thought you already rolled.
Ooh,
100.
Nice. Nothing.
So nothing.
Nothing.
Okay, let me know. Yeah, 100.
Sonorous.
You're really bad at this, Mark.
No, I'm just bad at rolling dice.
The problem is there are millions of legends. Sonorous has nothing.
The problem is I have to roll dice. That's the real problem.
Okay. Also, there was a second word from the other key that he has now already removed. So.
Oh yeah, there was another key in another.
I'll pocket them and move to the big stick.
Okay.
That looks like something.
It's had a different one.
Yeah, it was different.
Sure.
You're already up there. So. Okay. Might as well not waste the opportunity. Right? Here's the wedge. Wedge the key out.
Something frumpy, like a small pillow or a bag.
I'll go for that.
About the size of a little bit.
Although
that's the thing on the ramp. That.
That's what Theon and Xavier did.
Yep. Okay. Arden, roll pick locks.
Don't roll them really good. You won't.
Okay, between the two of you,
you pried open an area and you got down right next to it, whatever it is, and then there was crossing pretty thick vines there, and you can't move them, but you can feel that it's glass or smooth. You can put your fingers through the gaps, but you can't get to it that way, so you're going to have to start over, go back down from the top and try to make a hole. This is all assuming you're trying not to cut the vines.
Yeah.
Okay. Roll a d20, though. While you were opening the vines, you did notice from this platform, it is down because it goes down a little bit and then back. No, it is down the whole way. Yeah, so down the ramp, there we go. Maybe just inches past where this thing is, you see some of the yellow slime, the mucus-colored slime. None in this whole area up here, but on a vine just past where that thing is, downward from it, on a downward slope, you see just a little bit, sitting on one of the vines.
We never actually figure out what the slime is, a byproduct of
your... Yeah, and it looks like it's a mold.
And it identifies it.
Kind of slimy mold. It very much gives the feeling of yellowish-brown mucus. That's what it's like. It has that context. It's chunky in parts.
Put those in cups and sell them online.
That's where we got it from.
All right. Anyway. Sorry, did you switch the keys?
You were mad.
You thought it was a cup of sun.
So we looked online to find out whether it was possible to buy a cup of snot, and the answer is no. Can't buy a cup of snot.
No recognition.
Surprisingly, there's not high demand. So.
We figure that we definitely increase the demand today by that one internet search.
So we're all gonna have, we all got some homework. We all have to go home and Google cup of snot 500 times each.
Put it on,
that
we
way
put it on
start
Facebook.
Trending. And
we can put it on Facebook.
Use a little insider trading now for our listeners. Start investing early now in the snot. Stocks,
as a prank,
it's going to be going up.
We put on Facebook as a prank, we would like everyone to Google cup of snot and see if we can get a cup of snot for sale on the internet within the next 30 days. I bet it would go viral.
Do it. You guys have homework now for the podcast. Speaking to you, listeners.
That is so funny.
4 months from now when this episode gets posted.
Yeah.
5 years from now.
Well, now we'll get behind pretty bad again, but we were doing really good for a while. So.
The TikTok's cup of snot challenge or whatever.
Oh, God. Dear.
That would be awesome.
Ice cold snot bucket over your head.
The ice snot challenge.
Somehow, I think all those girls in bikinis are probably going to bow out on that one. Like, no, I don't think I'd end up ice cold, like a snot over my head.
I feel like you took off a little bit. Doesn't matter.
Dude, people are eating Tide Pods.
They'll do anything for you.
They're willing to do anything.
People make NyQuil chicken. They're doing
right?
anything.
Right.
All
right.
Anyway, back on task. Second key is inserted. You're listening for the second phrase. You're on to the frumpy thing. You're trying another avenue.
While he's doing that, I'm examining the key to make sure to see did it imprint anything on the key.
Nope. Does not seem to have been affected at all. Okay. Another key is inserted at first. This is what you hear before you actually crawl up onto the platform. Okay. Clearly not much. I can't even hear it. Try again. Wow, that's really quiet.
Is it even playing anything?
Yeah, it's playing. I can
hear
it. It's playing, but it's not loud at all. That was loud enough. Okay, here we go. Yep. I'm going to get up on there again.
Yeah.
Okay. He crawls up on there again. I won't even make him make another check. Ready? A cupping.
Yeah.
Okay. We're at the cupping level.
I'm actually trying to understand it.
That's basically what it is.
Plug one ear.
Okay. Best chance you can get. Hold your breath. Best chance you can get right here.
It's not common, is it?
No, that is in common, yes. There is murmuring surrounding it, but there is a discernible word.
It does not sound like word.
There is a
one word.
Call one of the rogues a word.
There is a, yes, that's true. Rogues are good at listening.
It's just one word?
There is one discernible word. There may be others in the background, but there is one discernible word. It's kind of like it's three syllables, and it has A in the middle.
Hey, we need help over here.
Your noise is okay.
Ryan's is great.
Hey, we need somebody over here. Hey. We need somebody over here. Hello.
Okay, you're just about to reach the frumpy bag pillow thing.
Give me a second.
You look over there, he's got vines behind his head.
Well, okay.
Hasn't changed.
Okay, the rogue has been called. Are you putting it off until after you find the frumpy thing?
Yeah, I'm looking for frumpy thing.
Okay, so you have managed, you picked your way through.
If he's not coming and they're still calling, Theon will go.
Rogue.
Okay, then you leave Xavier there trying to get through to the device?
Yeah.
Okay.
Rogue.
Trade him for Jake, because it's a dangerous time. You would have found
him.
Okay, Jake would go down there and help him.
Wisdom with us.
All right, so the
thing is,
you get back up there. He's just about to get the frumpy thing. And are you going to crawl up on the platform and listen?
Sure.
Okay, this is what you hear.
Don't touch the room.
This key, this is what you hear.
There is no way that you can
make probably turn that all the way out, but I still want to
I can make out two words.
Well, you know what the words are.
I think I heard, at the very end, I think I heard the freaking key. That's the only thing I can think of.
Surely that's what it is. Okay, all right, ready?
I hear no way
I heard
freaking key.
Okay.
I hear no way of freaking key. That's what I hear.
I think that's just in your head. What'd you say?
Like a name, like Gale or something.
Check out The Moment Blood Bowl wherever you buy books. This is written by Pastor Daniel Stevenson, the longtime author and game master of Low Moon Adventures.
That's pretty weird. Can I roll here in Owen?
Sure. I figured you'd get around it. That's the whole reason they called you over there.
Oh, you didn't do that first?
What did we
Maybe I should try later. I
failed by 8. So I don't know if my ear noise is active.
Well, he just wanted to use his normal ears.
Awake,
first.
Awake, decayer.
Decayer.
Decayer, like as in with a Y. D-E-C-A-Y-E-R.
Yeah, I don't think that's a real word.
A thing or a person that decays? I don't know.
It's something in 15 reference.
They're the tree.
The decayer, perhaps?
That's
is that a title that rings a bell to me? Or
I'm assuming you're saying it out loud.
Yeah. I mean, my hood is in the mind.
Maybe he is the ancient.
Wait, this altar was put here after the tree showed up.
Did you want to do the other one too while you're at it?
Maybe this decayer is something that is supposed to be able to deal with trees.
Oh,
nice. Okay.
It did eat away the
line. Turn up the volume. This is the other one.
He is the ancient. He is the land.
Sounds like that.
First I heard land, but
it sounds like the first letters of B.
I got this stuck in my head because the...
He is the ancient. He is the land. He is the ancient.
The lad?
He is the land.
Oh, now see, that is land. That is land. That was definitely. But the
sounds
beginning
like
of
the ancient, he is the lad.
The beginning of I Strahd, his memoirs. He says, "I am ancient. I am the lad." That's why I keep
it. Yeah, that'll do it.
Apparently, he's a lad. He doesn't seem like a lad to me.
Who?
Well, see, that happened. So.
I mean, I guess they could become our own.
If we had 200 different keys, are we gonna get 200 different things? That's what I'm asking.
I guess I don't have any more keys. These things don't
sound like magic
so far.
I wonder, what if we fill up these keyholes with something else?
Were they keys magic?
Perhaps these are titles of the people who held the key. So each person gets a key, and when they put the key in the altar, it says something about it. So you got those keys from Forsling, right?
Okay. The thing in the wood is a bag.
So one of those
does
keys
does not feel empty.
Saying that he had something to do with
the key.
Right. So it's possible that these keys went
the
to nobles
or
powerful magic users that were gathered here at some point, and each one of them were given a key to denote their title and their place for some reason or another. And when you put them in the altar,
I'm sorry, you're reaching in the bag, say, or dumping it out.
You put them in the altar. It says they're.
Can I see the contents when I open it?
To identify them.
You feel them from the outside. You do not see them inside the bag. The bag looks empty.
Plausible.
So that would mean that whoever holds the key holds that title.
What the will something to come out right?
Is that true?
Or gains.
Well,
you can draw a random item from a bag of holding.
If we're going with
what
he's
saying,
and it'll just come out until they're until it's empty.
Okay, I'm chaotic.
I think it's more than that. I think there's more to it. I think, but again, why is this altar here? Did the tree grow up? Or does it look like the tree grew up around the altar? Like the altar was already here?
No, definitely not. The altar is
later. If the tree wasn't here, this would be open, empty air, right?
Correct.
So somebody put this altar here after the tree was here.
Correct. Though the tree does appear like it could be very ancient.
And maybe when it was a lad, it was a guy.
Which leads me to believe that these keys and this altar are something to do with dealing with the tree.
There is a connection between
these keys don't fit exactly in the keyholes.
Yeah,
they don't.
No, they're just very, very close.
It could be one of his clones got it, and he'd be just.
And there are 200 different options. So it seems like, I mean, the 50 to 75 options that are kind of close to a normal skeleton key, it really wouldn't be hard to find. Nothing is, like, really weird about it. Skeleton
I'll grab the anything item and see if it'll turn into a skeleton.
Okay, do that one second. Right now I'm figuring out what he pulls out of the bag. We'll do both at the same time, but...
Thank you.
All right, get on Amazon, order a bag of 50 random skeleton keys.
Oh, no, do you have your parents' Amazon?
Yeah.
Look at the shopping cart. But we're going to have another
actually,
one of the plus.
I don't actually think I have access. Also, if he did that, he probably would buy them on Amazon.
Yeah.
He probably found a big bag of skeleton keys at like
a flea market
or something. He's like, yeah,
grab a module about that.
I'll put it in the big tree. It'll be a big tree.
A module? I think so small.
How many modules?
Is this another multi-piece fetch quest?
Okay.
I quit.
Yeah,
he did make a pretty long campaign about the time chalice that he built, the little two cups that he glued together with the light in the bottom. So we went through a pretty lengthy campaign for that. So who knows what he could do with 50 skeleton
keys.
I really
like
the 50 skeleton keys.
It's pretty crafty.
The time chalice being like two red Solo cups taped together would be perfect. That is so on brand.
Well, there's a tea candle.
It's like the Holy Grail in Indiana Jones. Everyone's going to the fancy cup, but it's really the red Solo. cup.
That's the thing. It's a time chalice. It's from the present. It just somehow warped itself back into the past and happened to take the form of two red solo cups, scotch taped together with a little big candle.
It was just made by some fraternity
bros. It's like some frat bros who mistakenly did like a ritual. They didn't know what they were getting into.
They just happened to live under power lines or something and caused it to turn into a...
You reach inside or you dump it out, which...
I'll reach inside first, give my beers. I dump it out. It can be a mess.
Okay. All right. So you reach inside and you feel like feels like a piece of wood, like a 1x3 piece of wood, and it appears to be attached to something.
I'll pull it out.
Okay. Doesn't weigh a lot. So you pull it out. You're pretty strong.
I'm a strong boy.
So you pull it out. It comes out even though it looks bigger than the whole of the bag. So it is a crate. It's about a foot by a foot by a foot. It's a wooden crate. And from the feel of it, it's probably empty. It is sealed shut, however.
He's like, empty.
Sealed
you
shut?
You hold the wood. You pull it out.
Airtight?
Yeah. Nailed shut.
Oh,
no, probably not airtight. It's made of wood.
For a crash
bandicoot. I'll knock on it. Anything.
Sounds hollow.
Jake, hold this over my head.
It's a crate.
Yeah, it's an empty,
empty?
An empty foot by a foot by a foot crate.
All right.
Look for a secret compartment. It'll be dumb.
Speaking of which.
Yeah, well, you can't even get in it. Yeah, you pry it open.
Speaking of which.
It's an empty crate.
There's probably, I wonder if there's a place around here to store these keys. Check around on the altar. So you can find any hidden compartments.
Okay.
Maybe there's, so sure I feel
maybe there are key boxes down
here. I'll reach in
the altar. Like, I don't feel comfortable touching, like, just running my hands on the thing.
Well, just, you're climbing on it. What are you talking about?
On top, where the death isn't!
Yeah, on the side in the front where you're standing is not death. Look there.
Oh, look.
He's sitting on top, on his knees, like, I don't want to touch this thing!
What a madman would do that!
Then stop jungle gymming it and get off.
He's doing backflips on it. I'm not touching this thing! Doing the worm.
Great dance is like spinning.
Dude was like
does that thing where he slides on his head and he crosses the altar.
He licks it.
He's moonwalking.
Yeah, he's moonwalking.
Okay. So
touch it! Are you crazy?
Alright.
It's a Monty Python bit.
I don't see key on the list, so it turns into a beaded necklace.
I don't think that's on the current list I have.
Yeah, something
new. I might be on the wrong list.
Dude, a necklace is handy.
I think I'm on the wrong list.
Oh, okay.
Oh, let me try again. Sorry, my bad.
You wear it easy.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
And it's accessible.
That's true.
Oh, yeah, I was on it. Completely wrong list. Let me try again.
Altar.
Checking for a key again.
It's definitely the one I've gotten the most use out of. It can turn into a sea god altar and an antique anchor.
And a big old tentacle.
Yeah, and a very, very large tentacle. A 35 foot long, 10 inch round preserved tentacle, which is supposedly wrapped up, but that was not given.
Oh, a key. I found a key. Yeah, it turns into a key.
And some wizard must have visited this office, his buddy Jim. Probably an accident. The dock officer's office, and he's like, wow, you've got a lot of crazy stuff in here. You just made another thing out of it.
No, okay. Everything in
the
office was
look at the old.
What does it turn into when it's
key?
Nothing?
Huh?
What does it look like when it's not when it's in its inert form?
I didn't know there was one.
What did you find it as, though?
A bucket.
A bucket, yeah. Oh,
wear it on your head. You pull it off.
It's a helmet.
Sea god altar!
Okay, I will, I think you have to set it on the ground.
Can
you throw it and change it at the same time?
No.
I just drop
you have to be holding it to change it.
Yeah. Okay, so I will try to find a hole for the key that I just got. I'll stop moonwalking.
Okay. It's canon.
So you narrow it down right away to 30 or 40 possibilities.
Okay.
And begin to check and see.
Yeah.
He's moonwalking on the altar. It starts lighting up with the Billy Jean.
Bum
in the air.
Bum.
Turns into you know that scene in the new Sonic movie where the two robotics are like they're doing like the Running Man through this.
Okay. So where are the other two keys?
I imagine that.
You take them back out. Okay. All right. You eventually place the key in a spot that fits. Meanwhile, are you doing anything else with the bag?
Just pulling items out.
See what else comes out.
We look back, he's got like a pile of junk like this big.
Cartoonishly throwing him over his shoulder.
Dude, that's like my Fairly Muck too. Like, your pockets are limitless for your items. So if you like have like a marker, you just pull 50 markers out of your pocket. It's great.
As long as you open them.
Yeah, your inventory is unlimited.
I think that's like a trait you have to have.
No, it's
maybe I didn't know.
You only get like three items, but whatever three items you have, you can have as many as
I mean.
I had a trait.
And some items are not like that. Like if you have certain things, there's certain things on the list that are limited. You can only have one.
I think,
like nuclear bombs or things like that.
I know what two items I would get.
Okay, cool, now we're going to play tune again. Okay, you pull out a suit of leather armor.
Tommy, are you listening?
Yes.
Suit of leather armor and also a bullseye lantern already lit.
What?
It burned you.
Fire hazard.
One more?
Sure. And then he'll dump it out.
Pull out a spear of annihilate. Well,
now when they
spear of annihilate.
Maybe we'll get it in.
Sure, you just have
okay,
to.
Okay, roll a saving throw versus poison.
Oh, I'm good at those.
You grab a poison dagger.
Snake.
Oh, it's a snake. Natural
20. Nice, okay.
One.
You reach in and you feel a stabbing pain in your hand, oh, and you pull out five blowgun needles, two of which are stuck in your hand.
Nice.
Yeah, after that,
does
it
out.
Does he take the poison damage from it?
No, there's no damage. It was a sleep poison.
It was a sleep poison?
My hand just, I just sling my arm in it.
That's why the guy's in the hole.
Can you imagine, like, you're in, like, astral space, you can just see a hand holding
some
like
his Yaki is just passing by, he's like, ooh, smack.
Okay.
You don't know that.
All right, anyway, so you've placed the key in the hole, and this is what you hear.
This guy was door.
Just said creep.
Do I need to roll
Hear
Noise on that?
I don't think so.
Probably the branch man in the place.
Oh,
okay, better roll.
Door shutting.
Better roll. We have another interpretation.
Or door shutting.
What? What was the
other one? 23.
These could just be recordings. This could be like a recording station.
It's a sounds. It's a sirenscape from like.
No, like a.
It's a TikTok
like
soundboard.
I assume Dave just went around his house and recorded stuff.
Yeah, that's what I get him.
Yeah, you know.
So, according to your expert trained roguish ear, it is a door creaking open and then slamming. Repeatedly.
It seems to continue creaking open and then slam mid-creak.
Toward the end.
So it's two doors.
That's two doors.
Seems no, like
there were
just
no,
not latching
shut. Was overlapping that time.
I heard two.
Yeah, I think the sound was just overlapping.
I heard two right there.
I can do it like this.
Nice. Now he's trolling.
Now there's like four doors. Big rock. The back ears are coming.
I'll take the key out.
Take the key on and off really fast into your hand.
Okay, stops.
I'm just gonna pour the bag open after that.
Okay. Nice. Okay, you ready to write it down so you know what you got, so I don't need to keep track of it.
Sure.
Okay.
I need a bag of bolts last one, and I can't carry my great sword.
Okay. A small child's casket.
Okay. Stop dumping out the bag.
Too late. You already dumped a bunch
strong
out.
Strong start.
Wow.
A broken sword hilt.
Okay. Dude, is this like a bag of holding of like
an old-looking mace?
Old wooden mace.
It looks old. It is made of metal. A silver skull about the size of your fist.
That is so current.
A silver bathtub big enough for one person.
Dude, that's a lot of money.
Clong, clong, clong.
It's producing things that are larger than it's holding.
Yeah, this is a much more powerful bag of holding than I have.
A glass rose.
Bags of holding don't dump out random items when you open. You have to reach in with purpose.
Oh, I think I know what this is.
Is it a handy
haversack? No, I think I know what this is.
I don't know, but stop doing that because
I think this
anything
is a bag,
can come out of there.
I think this is a bag of mini things.
9 skeleton keys.
Perfect! Keep dumping! Keep dumping!
I'm out of here!
You could turn it around and like
a tobacco pipe.
A what?
A tobacco pipe.
Ooh, is it a leg?
Not specifically.
Don't matter, I'm keeping it.
Okay, we need those keys over here now.
When I retire, I'm gonna be sitting on my porch with that pipe.
A spear.
You don't know where that pipe
is. I'm a bard, I don't care.
Do you have any idea how many diseases he already has?
Yeah, that's true. His patient zero is like 5 diseases.
So low. I got maybe 5 left.
One arrow.
There you go, Zuri. Here's your keys. I'll give him the 9 keys.
Sweet. I say we put them all in and try to decipher all 9 messages at the same time.
A blanket.
A metal bowl.
Oh, yeah, we're dying. We should probably get going.
The scalp of an elf, including the tops of its ears.
There you go, Theo.
Just a relative of yours.
Wow, that's really rude.
Wow.
four chicken eggs that break on dumping.
You look at him, he's missing his scalp and tops of it. Oops.
A flail.
How long is my detect magic? Is it gone by now?
I don't know. Yeah, the duration. Probably not. I'm seventh level. 3 minutes per level. It's probably over 20 minutes. Probably not.
Okay. I have to figure out whether these are magical. They are mundane.
Everything's been mundane.
We have not enough information.
Can I put stuff back in?
Question.
What's
the yeah, only a couple of
you know what? Brunson's the type of mage. She's going to start writing it over.
A flask of oil. Hold on. Check it and see if it broke.
That'd be awesome.
It did not break.
How to safely operate the altar of many keys.
The altar of creepy keys.
Brunson. One. Insert random key into random hole. Two. Argue about deciphering the message that he gave.
Three. Hire a rogue.
Three. Die of wasting disease.
Four,
a small yellow canary alive in a cage.
Aw. Dude, don't get the goop on it.
And an illustrated book about birds.
Bird book. You can look up like any
bird book
that your canary does.
Okay. At this point in time, Jake and Xavier return. They do not have the item, but they do say we did get to see it, but we didn't touch it because it appears to be like a glass, almost like a large beaker or like a container for alcohol or something, and it's wedged down inside the roots, and there's the yellowish brown mucus stuff is coming out of it and going down the tree. And Xavier says, I think it could be the source of the problem.
Okay, why don't you try to get it out of there?
So we could, but it may break, and so we didn't think there was any need to take it out right this second. We cleared the way pretty much, so it could be taken out. Xavier says, is it possible then that the tree is not the problem, but it's being infected by that,
right,
whatever that thing is?
Yeah. If the tree's been here a long time, this other problem seems to be more recent. This tree's been here a really stinking long time.
So does any of your experience, does a magical item that creates a yellow ooze in large quantities sound familiar?
That makes
maybe from this bag I'm
in brain control?
Maybe from this bag I'm emptying?
No, talk to your water skin.
He's sitting behind a mound of stuff, including like a crate and a bathtub and a small casket.
And a baby's casket.
What are you doing?
I don't know.
Are you running a thrift shop?
I'm going to let you lower that.
Which one? Oh, the thing in the tree?
He's got a sign above it.
I'm 90, so not me.
Jeremy's.
Yeah,
90. Not you.
Yeah, you don't say open the door, and then you've got a clearance section with the baby coffin and the elf
it's
scalp.
It's the only thing in the clearance.
Just the baby coffin. No, the elf scalp's in a preview.
We've been trying to get this thing on the shelf for years.
Connor says, I don't know anything just from the description that you're giving me. If I see the device or if it has any markings on it or anything, I might be able to tell you more.
And the bag is empty now, you said? Or it seems like
nothing more is dumping out of it.
Can I put stuff in it? I'll start the old silver skull.
The silver what?
The silver skull. Okay.
Yeah, it'll fit.
Most valuable.
No, the silver bathtub is. It's a whole bathtub that's silver.
I don't think it's silver.
It's silver in color. It's not necessarily made of silver.
Scratch it.
It may or may not be made of. It's probably silver plated. It wouldn't have much strength if it was made of silver.
All right. I'll put the canary and the bird back in, and I'll make...
Yeah, it won't go.
Oh, okay, it's only things that are the right, like fit in the hole.
Probably. You put the skull back inside, and you can heal it in the bag.
I'll put the...
You just wasted an entire bag of many things.
Maybe, but what are these useful?
One of these days, you're going to need a child's coffin.
Man! Or you want
to
drop
curse mine!
We're going to
grab a bathtub on somebody.
What else am I going to use one for?
In the forest, need to wash up.
Dion's like, I need a scalp.
You need a voice, I'm going to wash up, I'm just going to find a river.
I mean, there could be a time where you want to, like,
yeah,
have a bath.
Wow, what a session.
All right, anyway.
I'll put the small things back in and then make my way to the beaker.
Me and Brunson will take the keys and
give
them the key.
And we'll start working on those while they go look at everything.
Also,
and look at the flask.
I'll point out to the guys.
I don't think we have time for this, honestly. We've been here for a long time, I think.
I agree, but it could be important. They'll all be working on it. If you want to go, I'm okay working on this by myself.
The anticipation is literally killing us.
I agree.
But the sooner we continue moving, the better.
I'll point out to someone that there's a magical stick right there.
Just if we found the source of the, the snot, then that's
like
the
a short staff.
I don't have to destroy the tree. The tree's always better.
Maybe a rod.
Probably longer than that.
More do like you a have an augury in them?
I
wonder if we could augury something like if removing the jar from the tree will stop, will complete our mission.
I have one augury in it. So I will.
What is our mission exactly? Our mission is defined as ending the source of the mucus that controls people's brain.
Yeah. So ending the source of the mucus that is threatening Cobra. Basically.
Or us. And then we'll have more time to solve it.
So could you augury, like, would removing the jar from the tree stop that or complete our mission or something?
Sure,
yeah. I don't know. What do you think?
So I could augury, in order to complete our mission, should I remove or destroy the jar? And then if it's removed, we know we didn't take it out. If it's destroyed, we know we destroy it. And if I get no answer yet.
Or what if it's both?
It'll tell me both.
Well, if it's both, then just destroy it. That would be removing it and destroying it.
Wouldn't that be a third option, though? I thought you only get
no,
two options.
But both is always an option.
Really?
Yes. I've received both on many occasions. Huh. Perhaps other gods are not so kind.
Yeah.
I think Hermes likes getting things done over that. Okay. Augury. I will attempt. I'll augury, and I will ask, in order to complete our mission, which is to end the scourge on Ogrim, should we remove the flask that's in the tree or destroy the flask that's in the tree for due diligence?
Yes.
I mean, if you were called, if you needed to remove it, destroying it would probably also suffice.
He answered in the affirmative, which pretty much means both of them.
Destroy it.
Okay.
I don't think we have any use for it. We're better off.
Problem is, will removing it or destroying it immediately reverse the effects? Probably not. This tree's probably still affected by it. We're going to be affected by it.
Actually, I have my purview. I could augury.
Jake says, I'm going to go take it out.
Don't let it touch. Well, I guess you're right.
Very well.
Let me bring it back up here.
Is there a lid for it? Did you see a lid for it?
I didn't. There might be something under it.
Well, I guess getting it out for now is good.
Yes, bring it here.
Okay. It only takes like 2 minutes. He goes back down. They pretty well cleared the way. He does take some strength, but he wedges some stuff out of the way, reaches down, grabs it, pulls it out, and brings it back. Upon seeing it, Brunson, Dearmood, both immediately think it looks very much like a decanter of endless water. And even as he's bringing it back up, there is a bit of the brownish-yellow mucus continually dripping out of it, and he's kind of holding it away from him. Might just falling on the tree.
Yeah, move first.
I do it.
It's definitely a decanter of endless water. I've seen them before.
First,
yeah.
It could be very similar and just be a decanter of endless mucus. It does not have a closure.
Does the remove curse indicate the presence of a curse?
So if you hold it in your hands and then think about whether or not you cast a remove curse on it, yes, there is a curse on it.
Curse?
That's
fine.
Very well.
You will attempt to remove the curse.
Okay. I'm gonna remove curse
roll.
On this
yard decanter. You're roll 4.
Ropes and tells.
Decursify this canter.
Hopefully
use
your roll on the board.
40. Close.
The reverse.
Jinx me, sir.
Okay. Anyway, basically you see a flash of greenish energy over top of the canter, and it seems to remove the curse.
So it just comes in the canter of endless water.
And immediately after doing so, water begins to well up out of the top and flow with significant rate. It's not gushing like a fire hose, but it's dropping about a half a gallon every 10 seconds.
Command it to stop.
Stop. I'll say stop in geo.
It does not stop.
There's no lid.
Can I?
I think that's how you usually stop for these things.
Can I roll legend lore, see if there's a command word or something?
So there usually is a command word, a set of command words to cause it to stop, to cause it to gush, to cause it to drip, that kind of thing. But the set of command words are almost as diverse as whoever made it.
Is there any writing on it?
If you put the stopper in it, that will stop it even without the command word, but you don't have a
can, you, can your can your bucket turn into
they
a
are matched to the decanter to the canter.
I'll try this. I'll try the
any
well,
magic
that's not gonna
beyond
work.
Where the point was any magical signals beyond it.
Does it have to be the specific
mean on
stopper?
The,
where it was
the bridge. I mean, no, you don't see anything, but realize that
the
cap would be really small compared the canter is probably about this big
also,
here or at the top
whoever,
the cap would be like this, so the likelihood of your detect magic picking it up
also,
inside there is
if this was intentional the person probably.
Yeah, what did you say?
Does the decanter have to, or does the stopper have to be the one that came with the decanter, like when it was enchanted?
Generally, yes, to stop the flow. Otherwise, there should be water.
Yeah, well, there's no writing.
Let's get to destroying it then.
There's no writing on the decanter. Right?
It's a perfect, it should be fine now. Why don't we just take it with us?
It's leaking half a gallon of water per minute.
Water.
I can just put it in the bag of holding.
This water.
Put it in the bag of holding.
You're gonna wake up in a flooded unit.
Dude, I'm gonna be a fire brigade. I'll just dump my bag of holding.
It just fills up the mountain every very slowly.
Tomorrow?
Jake says, what if we just put it back now?
Put it back where?
It may flood the entire place. Which
take not soon. Got a half a gallon. It would. This is a big place.
I agree, but someone's going to have to deal with that later.
What if we take it back with
plus,
us?
Plus, it is a useful magic item.
Any command words on it?
What if we take it back with us and give it to
the writing of command words.
Dude, we need Basin Hunter here.
Tomorrow, I can memorize a divination and ask Hermes for the command words.
That seems like a gross misuse of power.
It's a powerful magic item.
It's not a powerful magic item. It just produces water.
Endless water?
I believe your goalposts have been shifted slightly.
That is extremely powerful.
I guess.
You could flood houses.
You could supply clean water to an entire city. Forever.
Jesus. Waterboard people.
You could grow a really big tree.
Oh, you think maybe this decanter was put here to water the tree?
That's what I was thinking. That's what I was thinking.
And then somebody cursed it over time, or something happened.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I bet the tree drinks.
You should probably put it back.
I mean, I don't mind, but it seems odd. You know, most it's not getting any rain, is it?
Unless it has an outside
or an underground
source.
Spring or something like that. But
yeah,
I would put it back.
I might make
this is a big tree.
Maybe it'll help wash down that mucus snot stuff.
Yeah, maybe it'll wash down like where the mangies are.
There's still a question about how. How we're going to deal with all the mucus down below with that. At least it shouldn't be spreading, right? Or does it spread naturally once it's been created?
If we put it back and it kills everything down here, we get
there's also the question of that creature that they were talking about, the cult was talking about. What were they seeing? They said there was a tree-like creature that they were like planning on attacking. Where did they get that idea?
Well, they said, first of all, they said they were having trouble getting past the creatures that they just saw the source of the mucus and it being connected to the tree and thought that the tree was producing the mucus.
Yeah. Look, you're looking up to it. Mucus is coming out of these vines. You're going to line
them up. Yeah. So, in theory, but you haven't seen them other than possibly amongst the... Yeah.
Mucus not gone away. How long has it been since we were here?
Probably between 4 and 5 hours.
Right,
easily, so. It's easily going to take you an hour to get. No, they said 6 to 8, so it's easily going to take you an hour to get back out.
Yeah, so that means by the time we get back, we're right at the
pushing the edge,
killing us.
Was flying get them there back?
So I mean, you could fly down.
No, I can't fly everyone.
Yeah, ferrying them is probably not going to be really faster. You can get down this thing pretty quick. There's no chance of falling off because it's got stuff on both sides. And then there's, it's a down slope. Wait, no, it's an up slope now, right?
No,
three.
No, we climbed
down. No, it's a down slope. Yeah, down slope. So you could basically slide down pretty fast.
Bro. Oh, we're running out of time here.
Let's head back here and we can reinvestigate.
No, they're not going to let us back in here. We're only allowed in here to deal with threats.
We don't want to be allowed back in here. This isn't somewhere we want
to
be.
Getting to this position anyways would be extremely
dangerous, right? There's still all those bad creatures here.
Someone will eventually have to.
Jake says if nothing else, they're going to be great guardians for the tombs.
The only question is, can those
unless
creatures
just
spread the infection?
Yeah, which I think they can when they're attacking. But the question is, if they're not being refilled or whatever you call it by the stuff, will they eventually go inert or
eat away?
Interested in giving financially to Low Moon and support the campaign? Text LMGIVE, that's LM Give, to 419-419-0095.
Yeah. The water will wash away all the door makeup.
Well, we'd better go.
All right, so you're putting the canter back in the slot.
Yeah, they put the vines back on.
Try washing the snot down, maybe see if we can't make gush.
I'll say gush in Elven. I'll say gush in no man.
Stop! Stop! No, command word to make it stop.
It's fine, Gnomish. We'll be stopping, Gnomish.
You don't know that.
It doesn't work.
A psycho could have made this.
Geopian?
Gush. Pelosian? Every language on the world makes a gush.
Dwarven?
Nope.
Only banana makes
no,
it stop.
No, but if...
Green
but
dragon?
Stop. Okay, if Gnomish... listen, he could have made the keyword to make a gush. No... the gnome word for gush. He could have made the keyword to make it stop, like, I don't know, ancient Geoffian for lever. You know?
Could be not even actual words.
Yeah.
His name and go, his name and stop.
Hey, what about some of those things we were here?
Ancient one, go. Land, stop.
Decayer! Take
it gets
awake! Decayer!
Okay. When you say awake decayer or anything like that, somewhere off in the distance below, you hear a long moaning sound.
The mausoleums.
Oh, no, what did we do? We meddled, didn't we? Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
I have one. See you guys.
No!
No, we know that doesn't work here.
think we do.
Yes, we were told in the heart of the mountain the teleport would not work. We were told that from the beginning.
We're told that it can be unreliable.
Yeah, which means it doesn't work.
Glad.
Maybe you're wrong.
Oh boy. What a cliffhanger.
Okay.
Did we accidental glitch?
What's some of the other stuff the thing was mumbling about? Quick, say something else.
They don't have a door.
The big hater.
Ancient lad. Ancient lad?
He's the ancient. Did it call him?
Hey, it stopped.
Did it actually come, or did we just run out of soundbite?
There are gaps.
Oh, what do we do? Maybe it stopped? Oh, no, never mind. There's rumbling.
All right, let's get out of here. We should leave. I start going down.
I don't think I want to now.
Okay. You'd rather stay?
I don't know. Maybe. I think I'm just going to fiddle with these keys for a little bit longer. Bring the bathtub. We might need it.
It's a defense mechanism. That's what it is. You can summon the dead people to defend the heart by saying their title.
That sounds like a whole lot more than one thing. There's definitely a horse in there.
It could raise his whole army with it. Are you guys following?
All right. As you go down, you realize that the decanter must be gushing a lot more water than a half a gallon a minute now or whatever, because there's water running rapidly along the vines below you. You can see it pretty quite a bit. It begins to fill the area of your walking to the point that it's after a while it's like half an inch. So after 100 yards, you've traveled about 100 yards, you're walking in half an inch of water. And it is pretty obvious that this will form, and remember, you'll remember that there was an indentation, and it's going to fill like to become a stream or a river. And so with some risk, you could literally slide down it. It would be easier if you had something under you, because it is made of vines and wood.
Child's casket!
This bag's MVP.
So Theon could probably ride in the child's casket.
Can I put the bag up in here?
Surfboarding a child's casket.
And the top of the casket would probably work for someone to sit on. The bathtub would probably work if you break the legs off.
Is this a dream? Are we in a dream session? I think we're in a dream session.
It's a dream session. And then you wake up.
And I toboggan on the darts.
On the darts?
If it's a dream, it'll work.
No. Ogrim wakes up and he's like,
Jake thinks he can probably slide down on his shield.
Should I hate that?
Well, there's a crate.
So.
The crate could be.
Wow.
I'm going to turn into a hawk.
Oh, there you go. But that's a problem solved.
Yeah. I'm going to turn into a dove.
You could probably get all the way back out as a hawk.
Yeah.
Because you left the doors open. So.
Theon can ride on the giant.
So we have a hawk, a dug.
Dog.
A dog. Doves. There we go.
We have a dug.
I transform into my friend from high school.
A dove.
Will you be my prisoner? I'm
Doug. Jake is riding on his shield. Xavier's going to try to ride on his own shield or on the casket lid.
In the bathtub.
So
that puts Brunson in the bathtub.
It's going to take a while for this thing to fill up enough to ride the bathtub.
Half an inch. So.
You're sliding down like the it's a water
vines.
Slide.
You're really
it's
on understand. The vines. It's not going to float.
Metal bathtub is on feet.
No, you have to take the feet off. You have to break the feet off. That's what I said. Okay. To make it work.
We got an old maze.
It's going to be very unwieldy then. It's just
not really, because the space is like just about that width. I mean, it's going to sit right in the space.
It's like it was meant for. That's why this bag was here. Emergency slide.
Did we get the stick?
Yes, he got it. It is a magical Joe stick.
Can I use a Joe stick like a rod?
Joe stick?
What is a Joe stick?
Maybe. You'd have to fiddle with it. It's a little big. It's about 3.5 foot long. So
it's just
a little longer than a rod.
It's about a half, maybe a little
more
than a
half. It's a monk life.
How long is it?
3.5-ish, 3.5 to 4 feet.
I see. Like a really short quarter staff?
Yeah. Quarterstaffs are 6 feet. Okay, anyway, so the casket, the tub, the dove, the hawk, and two shields. And you're making your... making your way out as quickly as you can.
Okay, where is Cowardly Wizard in Bathtub Miniature? I need that miniature.
Dude, when you said Doug instead
and it
of
should
Doug,
be mounted on an angle.
My mind immediately went to like, man, imagine if Druid could just turn into a guy named Doug. And I was like, who's the king of the Dougs? what
okay.
Doug do you have
as
to
you are making your way out that way, shapes that look vaguely like banshees, long cloaks dragging behind them, sort of ghastly energy, are coming up from the graveyard below. So, it's pretty far, so you will be partway down the journey before you first run into them.
Basement monster was that he should not be named.
I would like it to be known in record that Theon was the first to say decay. At the altar.
It wasn't my idea.
Okay. And unfortunately, and at that point, we will pick up there next time. As you are making your hasty escape down the water slide, as the banshees are coming up from below.
The banshees are coming. The banshees are coming.
Banshees are coming.
That is horrible.
Tell me with all truthfulness.
He's in the tub, sliding down the vines. They're sliding on their shields. He's in a baby casket. The two of you are flying on ahead. And the banshees are coming.
Dude. Tell me with all truthfulness. Did you account for this in your prep?
Oh, no.
Okay.
I mean, yes and no. I mean, I knew you could slide down once the water started flowing, but not in fact. The bathtub was a purely random one.
But the baby casket was intentional.
No, the baby casket was random. They were purely random items. When I saw the baby casket in the bathtub come out, though, I was like, oh, that's kind of funny. Like, you don't know how that could go.
I'm envisioning the coolest card game playmat right now. Like, it's a possessed shot. The like river thing comes down and slides across the playmat, and you've got a bathtub, a little elf in a baby casket, there's a wizard in the bathtub, two birds, right?
Two fighters.
Just like banshees, like
coming up
from the background. Yeah.
Like I picture the river kind of coming up from out of the top of the
good luck getting
it. It kind of winds down towards.
You have to commission an artist.
They're all like
you get the
vibe
this
in the bathtub or on the surfboard.
Mine has more of like an anime artistic kind of thing going on where it's supposed to kind of seem kind of peaceful, even though really not. It's like from a distance, and it kind of looks fun. Yours really seems much more terrifying.
and the caption for the picture, regardless, is worst party ever.
Best adventure ever.
Banshees!
We are quite possibly the worst adventuring party, just so you know.
Brunson's yelling.
Great.
Go! Banshees! Go! Go!
Nah,
or you could have them all like standing in a clump, and he's turning into a dove, and he's turning into a hawk, and the Theon's standing there just ready to launch down on the casket, and Jake and Xavier are busting the legs off the tub.
Oh, Brunson's doing like the two man toboggan or whatever in the Olympics, you know, what's that? What's it called?
Where are you going like this?
I don't know, where it's like a
slalom.
No. They're in the little, they run down the speed track and it's like two or three guys in the same slide. Or I thought it was toboggan. Anyways, like they start off running, like they're running to get up to speed and then they jump in.
I don't know, slalom is the game.
Slalom's where you're trying to go in and out.
You
of
can
the
fiber
they,
like,
they slide down on sleds. So
you're not going to be able to get AI. Because we were trying to get AI art of a druid girl holding her dead knight friend, and that was not working.
Well, there's one where you're laying, where it's one person, and they're laying on the...
Luge.
That's what it
is. Skeleton and bobsleigh are sliding
bobsled.
Sports.
That's what it is, bobsleigh.
Bobsleigh.
I should have thought of the
are
movie.
Sliding
cool
sports that
Jamaican
featured
bobsled.
In...
That's the name of the movie. I was trying to get
the Winter Olympics. In these events, athletes race down a icy road on a sled. Or...
A newly formed
giant
river.
Tree roots of water.
A newly formed after. River. Of wow. How am I going to explain this one to Becky? Sorry, you're just going to have to listen to the podcast on this one. There's no way possible that I can do this session
The key altar is definitely foreshadowing. There's something going on.
Yeah.
Too bad all those.
I'm pretty sure that creepy dude is
foreshadowing to us running to the other side of the world so you don't have to deal with it.
Yeah,
we just leave major.
So you're going to collect all 200 keys now.
Oh, no!
It's just to drive Arden absolutely nuts.
Stay tuned for more Lomunian adventures.
is going to show up and be like, yeah, we need that sword. Like, oh, really? Well,
we need 200 keys.
You can fight some banshees for us and we'll give it to you.
Or maybe we just tell
them. And then they're like, no, we're taking the sword.
We're like, oh, no, you're not.
Or we're going to say that we left it there.
Listen, we may all die, but we can take at least one of you with us.
I got disintegrate now.
Knowing how Josh and Tommy roll, you should be able to get at least two.
Well, they're on our side, too.
That's true.
No, Randall just run away. He's not going
to
fight.
I think that fight 100% goes to which magic user gets it.
So,
I don't think so. Yeah, it all depends.
But no, because he can just magic with
you. You don't think so? Or you think so? I don't think the first spell is that important.
I think the Uprising party is outmatched because they have more mages. The Origins party is extremely balanced now. They have everything.
We both have archers, so.
The only thing they do.
Archers target the mages
first.
They
have rogue skills.
You can't get
them to target their mages.
They have
cleric
abilities in mass. They have heavy front line.
Wasn't just in a fight.
They have two full power mages.
He carries two air skins in his own bow string.
It doesn't matter. I would.
Like two and a half.
I would in missile fire break their bow string. Leon's bow string. Magic missile.
Yeah.
Quick it.
Right. Well,
unless Leon beats you in initiative.
Yeah.
Well, he's not
but I have a better dex than Leon.
What would be
yeah, my
better
shot in that fight.
Is you,
that,
so when you have that magic
fire.
Missile
yeah.
and we're facing like people, there's no reason you couldn't hit any bowstrings and then put the rest of your missiles on any caster.
One dorky
right.
force ball
one
could wipe this
down.
Entire part if I roll one.
Right, but he could put one magic missile on the bowstring and
no,
one magic missile on
not unless you
roll
massively.
One magic missile on his
yeah,
yeah so
but one magic missile on a bowstring is
his max force ball
it's a better chance to have multiple missiles.
You have to roll really
to destroy
it's
it.
Nuts.
Yeah.
He gets the
and you
he
can
gets
get
minus
it off if runs in
that
well. Magic missiles don't before you did it.
Yeah. Well, but
also,
if
we make our
them,
saves, we're not dying.
That's true.
That's true.
Put, like,
and then you're dead because we realize you're a threat.
You get four?
Theon time stops and
buys. Again, Origin has a really
strong.
The time stop could help, but the Origins has a really strong front line.
The problem is Theon could just
that would be scary. We'd have to.
So
do they wear helmets?
Yes, you get the ring.
Oh, and it also depends on if they bring your own
front line. That's Victor.
If Herodias is there, you're
now he's asleep.
TPK.
Although we, do they have?
Let's give him the sword. Fight for us.
That's a good question.
We win. We got Herodias.
Warlock always has one.
Herodias, we'll give you a sword if you kill him.
Herodias,
my only weakness is my own sword.
So it would be Dearmuth, Theon, and
16th level cleric versus your call shot.
Yeah, Dearmuth, Theon, and Azuri versus Lorelai.
I'm just throwing anger at her. She'll never know hit her.
Oh,
anyway,
I don't know. Just
say no.
A
16th level cleric is still like a 14th level fighter.
Yeah, I was just about to say, it sounds pretty terrifying.
Not,
for us.
They don't have the Thaco, though.
It's close. I mean, they're the second best fighters.
Yeah, but their Thaco is way too low. Fighters go down one every level.
Yeah, I know.
They go down like one every four.
Yeah, it's not
every
fast.
Four?
Yeah,
no,
like,
there's
go down.
There's no way. Clerics robes have a better progression than
four.
They go down to 16 at like 11th level.
I don't think so.
That's
mages
right.
have
that's
1 to 6.
No, clerics and clerics go down to 16 at like 7th level.
Theon is.
Their Thaco goes to 16 at 7th level. Then, so you're talking 16th level, they would have a Thaco of 10. Whereas a fighter would be.
That's really good.
Yeah, but still, it's second best.
I mean, that's a better Thaco than Theon.
Thieves' Thaco at 16th level is 14.
Yeah, I don't know.
So it's
hot.
I would just fly, pick her up, fly, drop her.
Thieves' Thaco at 5th level, Thieves' Thaco is 19.
It would be messy. Several PCs would die on both sides.
So they still they go down one Thaco
talking
point.
Talking about
picking
up
Boyle.
Yeah. She blinds
him. No, she'll just open a thread and you'll go to some random dimension and you'll know.
Okay. Rope would take him in.
That's if she can.
Yeah.
She's been doing much of that.
Because we have
Druids.
Yeah.
I keep telling her I say she's wasting her abilities by not practicing them and trying to figure
out. I'll throw her in a beater force so we kill everybody else and then it's the rest of the survivors on her.
Wow. What a session.
But a beat of force on Lorelai.
I like took it out of me.
Kick her out of the fight. Well, got three.
Yeah.
Whew. Nothing like mysteries to activate
the brain.
He's
got three beats of force. He's got an anchor. He's got a rope of a tangle.
That's true. Especially when the mysteries are forced.
He's
got
some tricks. Have all the necessary
keys. It gets too messy.
You also
starts
to find out.
Slinging toward Orkian. Gamer has the amulet that can reduce Orkian's
and then you missed out on the opportunity to try the other nine skeleton keys.
One of us has...
If they even would work.
That's what Gamer has.
The If it gets too messy, Dorkin just starts throwing.
And you might not be able to get back there.
I'm just wondering if Forsen actually had keys that went to the specific altar.
I wish Doom Dead stuff went back. I wish Beyond Dead. Yeah.
I mean, it would just be a horn. For another day.
Yep.
So Doom has
if we survive.
We didn't know what you're capable of, so we would try to know what
Oh, just so you know, Leon still has his full potion left. So
I think I've used a couple of them.
If the heal sword doesn't work, the full potion will.
Demon has an aim at it.
Personally, I think the one thing that probably would tip the battle would be surprise.
Yeah,
that's the thing.
Well, I'm telling you, whoever does the first thing probably wins.
I'm not sure.
No,
because every action.
You're also badly outnumbered. Yeah, the origin party has an extra 3 PCs.
Yeah. Most characters have one thing they can do. They can majorly swing a battle, and in a battle like that, you're gonna throw it out.
Okay, right, although if it starts looking a little poor, Ryan is not staying in that fight. Ryan is running. He has no reason to stay in a fight.
I mean, Dorkin just teleport. So
Ryan runs 3 times faster than normal human. No one in this party can catch him.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if killing would be the idea. That it would obviously be certain space, but
try to kill each other.
That's one.
But if you run away, I think that's.
I got 20 little friends, and they can all run faster than you can.
Talk about your arrows?
Yeah.
So, if I have my shield, I get perfect missile protection. It's scary.
You don't have your shield, you're running for your life.
Yeah, you ain't.
Yeah, the good news is you won't probably be fighting each other, because this is not the Marvel Universe.
Also, if you're trying to shoot me, Ron, if you're too busy trying to shoot Ryan because he's running away, Theon will backstab you and die.
It could be a fun little event sometime.
Yeah, the backstab does over 100 damage really often.
I have a negative 4 armor class without the shields.
Non-canon for fun event.
I'll have to rely on it, I guess.
It would be hard to be on the hit.
And also, I don't think he can get backstab on me if he's on the ground. So.
What's that like tournament?
Doesn't need to be on the
thing,
ground.
Where they
transport people.
See what the situation.
Yeah, which will be back on now.
If he's never known that. You don't know. You probably would have stuck up on
that. That would be fun to do. Actually, we could
but
do.
But going into the
we
fight,
could do
I see
a
snake vision.
Challenge the champions, and then have representatives from each party go and compete.
Then I boom.
That would be awesome.
Forehead.
But what you do is somebody has to be the mage, somebody has to be the cleric, somebody has to be the fighter, somebody has to be the rogue in the challenge champions. And that one edition I think has an actual fighter, but you have. 4 or 5 players, and then it's not really like along the lines of who much like has the most damage potential or combat or FACO or whatever like that. It's more like each challenge has to do with the kind of problem solving that fits your class.
Yeah.
So if you're playing the fighter, you have to solve the problems as a fighter would solve the problems. And if you're the next challenge might be the cleric is the key and he has to solve the problem,
like,
whatever. So
the
it's
fighter's
like
challenge is like you have 10 gallons of alcohol and you need to drink it all in one night. How do you do?
You have 5 women to bed.
Oh, bar challenge. Bar challenge.
Bar challenge. Bar challenge.
Leon steps up. I got this.
Get rejected because you're not aggressive.
The cleric challenge. The cleric challenge is like your bard has BD.
Yeah. Your bard has been afflicted with his landlords with some mysterious disease. Diagnosed and cured.
He has a loathsome disease in his loins.
Yes.
Also, he's plagued with massive child support payments.
Convince him to die.
Your bard cannot afford to train.
The paladin's quest is he has to catch the bard because the bard is refusing to pay child support.
The bard in your party is refusing to pay child support.
You
mediate.
You recently accepted a bounty on
them. The ninja's job is to kill the bard's mother's children.
So the whole
wow.
The whole thing is just the story of this one bard who is just like really, he's had way too many kids. He's got lots of diseases, and the goal of the entire challenge of champions or whatever is just get this guy out of trouble.
Yeah.
Just save this guy. Or kill him one day.
Anyway, I have begun to think about like linking events and stuff like that. When we get that far with all the different parties and stuff, it'll be interesting to see. And that would be a cool way to do, like, if you want to do a one-off event, do Because I have like three or four of those modules, and we've only ever played like one of them. So it would be kind of cool to do a Challenge of Champions. And actually, it would make a lot of sense for them to allow like the representatives from each party to come and participate in the next Challenge of Champions, even though they didn't technically qualify, because they saved Dedalia, saved the capital of Dedalia.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
So that'd be really cool. So we could do
like... What are the qualifications?
So normally, anybody can apply at the guilds during the 30 days before the Challenge of Champions. If you're already on Dedalia, you can apply, and you just register as a team, pay a fee, and then you either get accepted or you don't. And it's only got to be good and blah, blah, blah. But, and then, or alternatively, everyone who has ever won before is automatically invited back, and they are magically transported there.
I was going to say, against their will.
Against their will. And then returned to the moment at which they were transported away, so you never miss out on your life.
That's cool.
Basically. So, it's the Mages Guild in the capital. There is a PC group that is, has won. It includes Kendra, Bono, I think Aubrey and one other, and I can't remember the other.
Dude, whoever gets Ryan as the rogue is
going to. They won the Challenge of Champions the 1 year. So they go back. They were going back every year to compete because the winners are always brought back.
Unless it's backstabbing. It's backstabbing.
And then they stopped. Well, what happened was, like, the next time it came around, they were like, huh, I wonder why we never got called. And they just let it go. And then the Origins party went to the capital of Dedalia and saw it destroyed.
Ryan's got fighters that goes.
In fact, that's where they found the storybook.
Yeah, you still have to roll good.
Did you catch that, Ron?
No.
The so the Kendra, Bono, and whoever the other two characters were, won the Challenge of Champions. And then the next time it came around, they went twice. And then the next time it came around, they weren't summoned to go compete. And they were like, oh, that's weird. Wonder why they did it. Never happened again. Like, it's been years now. And they just quit doing it, or they didn't know what. And then the Origins party went back to the capital of Dedalia and found out that everything was destroyed, that the whole city was destroyed. They didn't know why.
That's two saves versus
the retreat. That's what I'm saying. That was all lead up to the retreat. Well, they found it. Well, that's where
You're saying they went there before the retreat.
Yeah, the Origins party. That's where they got the storybook.
Oh. Huh.
That's where, and Ren got his extra arm because he got messed up in the portal.
Three Eyed Monk is awesome.
So then they
also
she lost it now, but
the storybook, which is where Dorkian was.
Yep.
Coincidentally was
The undead tree thing that was on Dedalia?
That wasn't on Dedalia.
It was in the storybook.
It wasn't in the storybook. It was in the test to be able to control the storybook. So the test world that Effenmeyer or whoever created to be able to control the storybook was you had to go in there and complete the three quests. And if you completed the three quests, then, well, one of the three quests. You had to name the quest first, then go in and complete that quest. So you couldn't know what was going to happen until you got there. Name the quest, complete the quest. If you complete the quest, then you could call anybody you wanted out of the storybook, which they did. And that, but the story, that's also the storybook that they got trapped in, that they went inside to flee the Tarrasque.
And then the Antebellum got a little bit.
Yep.
The old
Salation.
Switcheroo.
Cool, long, and diverted story. But the whole point of that, what I was getting at was, they could have had a suspicion 10 years ago that something had happened with Dedalia. And then the truth was, the retreat that we just did basically undid what had happened, because that actually hadn't happened. The mages were doing it because of the time twist. They were creating the destruction of Dedalia, and then you stop them from doing it. They created it thinking they were fighting over who was going to save it or whatever, and in reality it was they were causing the destruction.
I feel like
it.
A lot of that story of exactly what happened was lost in the time goes, because I really don't understand fully what was going on even now.
Yeah.
I think Dorothy is a little better. I'm not sure how they would have come to be, but I understood what happened. I mean, they were just...
You didn't go into every scene because you never do when you trigger the time challenge. You almost never go to every scene. You always go to the scene of conflict. So at some point in time, you hit the scene where the person operating the time chalice is there, and then it ends. Because if you succeed, you stop the time chalice effect, and if you fail, you die. You know, so
it's like, it's kind of, that's the life or death scene. So you didn't see all the scenes of what would have unveiled. I mean, there were gap scenes.
The mages were trying to save Dedalia.
Yeah.
Why? What happened to it in the first place?
Well, what actually happened to it was the battle that they were having. So they formed a consortium of three mages. Mm-hmm. basically a good mage, a neutral mage, and an evil mage. And the evil mage was Ephemir, or not Ephemir, Morpheus's ex-wife,
right.
Basically. And they formed, supposedly, she agreed to work together with them to save the capital, right? And the was an exiled member of the Mages Guild previously.
Right. They had received a premonition that it was going to be destroyed.
Right.
And so they were doing something.
Well, they were working together to save it, to stop that from coming about. Mm-hmm. But the problem was, then she betrayed them, which the guy, the neutral guy, said, well, she's going to, she figured out that she was going to betray us, and he triggered it. So then she fulfilled the betrayal mainly because he triggered it. And then they were fighting. Well, they were, as they were fighting in their huge, like, celestial combat forms, they were the ones destroying Dedalia, which was suspended out of time. It was just outside the reality. They thought it was already destroyed, and they were trying to bring it back, but in reality, it was just suspended just outside of time. So then when Dorkin got involved and triggered the thing, he was able to convince them that they were the ones destroying the city, and the neutral guy basically sided with the good guy, and then you guys were able to chase off, defeat the
Morpheus' wife. Was a good
no, she was evil. She was very evil. Yeah, she's very evil.
Yeah.
But she had agreed to the allegiance to stop.
Well, that was a different reality.
So that to basically get power, she was currying for favor and power. The Mages Guild on Dedalia had access to the Nexus, and their power level is gargantuan. They can pull people from anywhere in the galaxy to come to the Challenge of Champions and then return them at the exact second that they left, so they never lost anything. That's power. They got real power, like godlike power almost. And so the Mages Guild knows how to access the Nexus and do all kinds of things, well, which is all very interesting because supposedly what you're figuring out is that the Adventure Island is near to a similar Nexus. So it is possible for somebody to learn how to access that Nexus and have that same kind of power.
Which is why I think the Undead Armada
right off the coast of Lowmoon. Exactly.
Then Lich wants it.
Yeah, it's going to become extremely valuable terrain. And at this point, he probably doesn't know for sure exactly how far that goes, but there are a few very powerful people that are just beginning to figure out that, hey, there's more there than meets the eye. It's not. I mean, an island suddenly appearing is weird enough, but an island that its terrain features are regularly changing? Okay. That's bizarre. That's truly bizarre.
Probably already knows why he's pushing so hard to get this settlement established.
And or at least he knows more, you know, not necessarily that specifically about the Nexus or whatever, but that there's something going on. And he was a little bit privy to the quest that you guys went on, and actually the princess was there. So they have firsthand knowledge of
Nexus. So Dorkin may actually come to this conclusion fairly quickly. He was just on Dedalia learning with the Nexus mage.
Yeah, and it makes a lot of sense that it was the Nexus mages are the one that the one that kind of pointed you in the direction of Adventure Island, that your next prophecy goes through Adventure Island. So if it's because the Nexus is there, and then it makes a lot of sense for that to go through there. It's going to drag people in from all over the place. I mean, it could. It's the kind of thing that if they could just get rid of it, they would just get rid of it.
Yeah,
like, you just, we don't want it. That's the thing.
Well, it's like, so eventually, if it comes to the point where, you know, the Mages Guild of London is harnessing that power like the Nexus, like the Nexus on Dedalia, that may just be where I pull my hot air wipe from.
The force. Mm-hmm.
Whatever. Yeah.
You guys have come up with 20 different names.
Yeah, there's a lot of that storyline that's yet to be unfolded, so I can't really comment. But the point is, there's gonna be some really powerful people that would love to get access to. And some of them, like, it's just gravy, because like Drexel has access to so much power already that.
And Drexel could just.
Like
Boink himself off to Dedalia and do whatever he wants.
Yeah, that's the other thing too. If you have the connections, then you can be. But the silver one,
yeah,
it stays here.
Yeah,
that's fine. Thank you. Anyway, the Mage's Guild being so powerful on Dedalia, that they're the one, they kind of restrict. You think that like King John, being who he is, he could go there and have access to their libraries or whatever like that, but he can't because they're so powerful, they keep people out.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm sure that he has allies there that could grant him most things that he wants, but they have to go through.
Yeah, and there's really heavy bureaucracy. That was the thing when they first were dealing. They dealt with it for a while before the Challenge of Champions ever occurred, before they ever got roped into that. They went on some quests for them and things like that, and they were dealing with the bureaucracy and going, oh my gosh, it's so hard to get anything done. So it was pretty entertaining. They were on Dedalia. Like, we played on Dedalia for, I'd say, probably 2 years. Kendra fell in love. In fact, mind you, Bono was traveling around with her, loving her the whole time and everything else. And she fell in love with this guy, a knight that was there. And he gave her a sailing boat, gave her a ship. And they were like, it was looking really promising that the two of them were going to, you know, spend the rest of their lives together or whatever. And then he basically, what happened was he got back home to his kingdom where he was supposed to be reigning. And they, oops, I think I just turned it off. Anyway, and he wound up getting back to ruling and everything and got wrapped up and was busy all the time and stuff. And they just, and then she went off on quests and they just grew apart. And then, like, probably 6 months to a year, she came back and he was engaged. She's like, you know, it was pretty neat. And that was all your mom playing Kendra. And they had Jack at the time, and who was an NPC. He's a Knight of the Darkmoon Protectorate. And then they had Quickstep, which was Ben. I can't think of his last name right now. It's terrible. But anyway, who was I worked with at the time, and he played with us for probably 6 or 8 years. And he played Quickstep. And it was during that whole thing that Quickstep got flesh air, so he had no skin. And then Morpheus told him that he was going to do the research. Technically, there's no reversal, but he's going to do the reversal.
Well, there is, but you have to be in place right now.
Yeah, and so he was going to try to figure out how to. He convinced him to believe that he would try to figure out. So Quickstep went to work for Morpheus, and then Morpheus basically converted into evil. So then Ben lost character. But by the time Ben had stopped playing him anyway, he stopped playing him. And then when Brunson, I think it was Theon, Brunson and Theon were in.
They saw him.
Yeah, saw Quickstep. Yeah, they were in the elevator with Quickstep.
Well, they didn't get in the elevator with him.
Oh,
they
saw them. Oh, you're getting out.
And what we thought was Morpheus.
Yeah.
Walked through the lobby and got in the elevator.
Okay. That's cool. That's good.
But I think it's five, and you get a
now that they have the champions, wait for a little while, and come back. Sure, and they couldn't expand the format and add a little
play
combat segment.
No, they're like too into passive.
There's a lot of money for those two that are
like, you're not even allowed to carry weapons in the capital. You can't carry a weapon bigger than a dagger or a knife.
And they're terrified of killing you. Yeah, they're supposed to return them unscathed to the master.
Yeah.
As powerful as they are,
there's a bunch of rules about accessing the power of the Nexus too. So like shedding blood, life, death, that kind of stuff. I mean, if people did have accidents and things in the Challenge Champions, but they would spend major magics like to undo it. They would use limited wish or wish to undo. You know, if somebody got hurt, somebody died, they would return everything back to its normal state.
Accessing the Nexus, you could destroy planes, you know, with the type of magic that they're swinging around.
Well, and worse than that, you could accidentally shunt a very important society slightly out of time so that you think it's already dead, and then in trying to save it, actually destroy it. Yeah. So, yeah, that's the kind of thing you're dealing with. And two of the mages of the Mages Guild were still there, but they were missing.
How did they get shunted out of time?
So supposedly, or not supposedly, but what you knew was that they were engaging in some experiment. They were engaging in doing something that they had not ever done before, accessing the power of the Nexus, and accidentally did it. And actually, there was three of the five mages, at least the mages who were involved, and they were killed in the process. So then there only left two, and they received the premonition that it was going to be destroyed, because they were conducting the Nexus experiment theoretically in the future. So if you conduct it in a theoretical future and anything goes wrong, you're safe. You have either A, time to fix everything, or B, you can make sure it never happens, right?
Not in the Marvel universe.
But then when something went wrong, the theoretical future became
the TVA comes
like a present,
essentially. Yeah. So then
they nicked the there's like doing open heart surgery and they nicked the time artery.
Yeah, something like that. So then three were killed, and so that only left two, which is not enough for them to access the power of the Nexus to undo what was done in the theoretical future.
technique to somebody separate. Went back in time, pushed
so then that's why they need her. She's a former member of the Majors.
That was poor planning, I think. Why would you ever
say no America? You know,
you have five Majors working on a project.
It takes three.
Right, but then you need to have at least six.
At that time,
because if it goes wrong, you're just
six. 30th level Majors is not easy to come by. Or whatever.
Well, they found another one.
So you're lucky to get five.
Yeah, Jefferson is Thomas Jefferson.
She probably got booted.
So at that point, Thomas Jefferson took all of his efforts to write.
Basically, her plan was to control all of the data and then explain
the murder to
Stratton. That was Vernon Morbius' plan.
So he never wrote the Constitution. There's never a
went after Vernon Morbius that theoretically killed her. She was dead.
I was thinking that
charmed Morbius.
Yeah. It's like for a society. This is like. Everything is planned out. It just seems like really poor planning to partake in a dangerous, deadly experiment with 60%
of
the leadership engaged for 10.
Well, again, when you think you have unlimited power, you think you can do unlimitedly powerful things.
It's very possible they've attempted similar experiments or place things on that power all the time. And so it's,
yep.
It's just another day at work,
I don't know if you'll tell me or not because it could still come into play or whatever, but that portal that Leon found with the tentacles coming out of it, does it have something to do with the aboleth? Was that the water tentacles? Were they
in a
the
way?
Aboleth?
No, not from the same aboleth.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
From the same aboleth? Oh, no.
You did say you have an article what the plural of aboleth is.
Yeah.
I did mention that.
Yeah, so it does give you a...
I was thinking that portal under the water linked up to... that temple in where we killed the aboleth.
No, but it gives you an idea of where the portal links up to, places that somewhere that something like that could be. So it basically the portal under the water links up to a demiplane, as is the case a lot on Adventure Island. And the protections of the portal include those water tendrils that you dealt with. But they would, if they would get control of you, then they would eject you into the demiplane into captivity, basically.
Captivity, and then they would never come again. They're like, oh, sorry, it's just Leon.
It's only a few years.
It's not like he's a great Norse hero.
Becky only lost her character for 3 years or whatever.
No, I was kind of hoping that somewhere...
Stay tuned for more Lomunian adventures.